Everything is the same. It all looks the same. It all smells the same. It all sounds the same. We need to change it. This is Mega Maker, episode 11. Hey, folks. Welcome back to the Mega Maker Show. Justin Jackson here. Got a bee in my bonnet. I just keep thinking about the web. I'm not sure how long you folks have been on the web. I was on it right when it started. I'm 35 years old, born in 1980. And right around 92, 93, and even before that, I was on the internet.
Surfing the World Wide Web?
Surfing? That sounds pretty cool already.
Andrew, don't interrupt. Go on, Peter.
Then there are news groups.
Before there was a web browser. So Usenet groups, Alt 2600, any Alt 2600 heads out there? Bulletin boards before that even. But then the web happened. Mosaic came out, the first web browser. And it kind of blew my mind. And one of the things I liked about it is that a kid like me in Canada, Stony Plain, Alberta, could create something, publish HTML files, and people around the world could interact with them. And the other thing I liked is that so many people were making weird stuff on the web. Really weird. It was a time of experimentation. It was a time of trying new things. It was okay to break things. It was okay if your site didn't look perfect. People were trying all these different hacks just for the fun of it. Man, it was just a great time. And one of the things I don't like about the web industry and the software industry, which is where I work, is that everything has become homogenized. All the websites look the same. We all follow the same design patterns, the same design frameworks. We all use whatever font is de la jour. And it just makes the web feel boring to me. And everyone's scared of having anything that looks messy. They don't want something to be a little bit broken or something to be a little bit fuzzy. Or it's all about clean and perfect. And I just think that's a shame. I think it's a shame people are scared to publish anything online unless it's flawless. They want a flawless portfolio. They want a flawless Instagram feed. They want a flawless Twitter feed. And so now the web is just full of this curated perfectionism. Blah! Mega Maker listener Jonas Downey actually had a really great blog post on this called A Rallying Cry for the Weird Wild Web. And I really like this section here.
The one thing the web had then, and which has lost a lot since, was the sense of rampant experimentation. The feeling that it was fine not to have everything figured out or perfectly polished before letting people see it. That we were all in this bizarre human experiment together. If we want the web to keep thriving, we have to start letting ourselves experiment and fail more. The web still has a low barrier to entry and the biggest possible audience. That's an incredible thing. So come on, everybody. Let's mess this place up again. Get weird. It'll be better for it.
And really, this isn't just happening on the web. This is happening in the creative world at large. It's happening in music. It's happening in art. It's happening in writing. It's happening in film. And the problem, or one of the problems, I think, is that each of these genres has their own snobs. These tastemakers who critique everything that comes out and hold it to a certain standard. This came up in a conversation I had with Levi Allen yesterday. He's the guy who made the Untethered documentary. And we were exploring this idea of what might be holding him back from putting out more work.
And your biggest problem, I can tell already, is going to be that you have good taste. And good taste and good taste can be challenging because you have your own standards and then you're also worried about other people that have good taste.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that having good taste is a bad thing. You know, putting out really good work is admirable. But the challenge is that perfectionism can be restrictive. It can hold us back from experimenting, from trying new things out, from putting out more work. You know, Ray Bradbury said, "Quantity produces quality. If you only write a few things, you're doomed. And that's true for all creative people. It's almost like we need a secret outlet where we can just make things without having to show the world. And that leads me to this week's Maker Challenge. I have a theory that we all need a channel for unfettered creativity, where we can secretly express ourselves creatively, try new things, experiment, break things. And so next Wednesday, I might launch something that addresses this. But in the meantime, I wanted to run some small little experiments. One of the themes of the show is to not start really big, but to start small, put stuff out into the world and see how people react to it. And so last episode, I asked you guys to give me your cell phone numbers, and over 150 of you did. Here's how it worked. I asked people to text this number, 424-247-5762, international code 1. So if you texted that number, if you said something like, hi, there was a bot, a SMS bot that would reply, hey, do you want to be added to MegaMaker? And if you replied yes, the bot would say, thanks, you've been added. What's your name? And then you'd give your name, Justin. And then the bot would say, thanks, Justin, you've been added. And then text stop to unsubscribe if people wanted to unsubscribe. And yeah, like I said, 150 plus people did that. And once, you know, there's enough people on that list, I texted out a secret Maker challenge. And the challenge was to go to a URL and upload a drawing, something that you just illustrated or doodled. And the idea was to create something really quickly, really raw, but creative, and then just quickly share it. And over 50 people did this. You can see this if you go to megamaker.co/draw. That'll take you to all the submissions. And I got a lot of responses from folks. One fellow said, man, that actually felt great. Thanks for setting that up. It was cathartic for people to do this, this very simple act of just doodling and then sharing it. So I'm going to keep running these little experiments. Actually, maybe I'll try something right now, live, while I'm recording this. Why don't I send out another little Maker mission to that SMS list, and then I'll record the responses. So here's how this will work. I'm going to send out this message. Close your eyes. What's the first thing that comes to your mind? Text that back to me. And I'm going to turn on the recording so you can hear my computer sounds. Whenever I get an incoming text message, it comes into my Slack chat and makes a sound effect. So you'll hear the sound effect as they come in, and I'll try to read some live as they come in. They get printed in Slack here, so I should be able to do that. All right, so I'm hitting record now, and I'm clicking send on this broadcast SMS that's going to go out to, I think, over 150 people. Here we go. It's nerve-wracking sending these out. All right, just waiting to see if anyone replies. Oh, there's one. A plane taking off. I'm at San Francisco Airport. A tree. Typewriter. Pizza. A cast iron pan on my stove. This is awesome. Kia Soul, because I just saw an advertisement. Then the cake I just ate. My aunt that's in the hospital and is waiting for my visit. Family. Too much to do. Too much mental noise. A bike. Unicorns. Wow, they're really coming in fast now. Sleep. The life of Pablo. My wife's face. Roller coaster. Mountains of snow transforming into giant icemen and attacking futuristic cities. Going to Microsoft Build Conference in San Francisco in March. Who is this? Oh yeah, it's MegaMaker. Save to contacts. This is so funny. Well, I mean, these are still coming in, but I've got to end the show. Who knows? I might keep running these experiments. The cell number to register for this is in the show notes, megamaker.co/11. Big thanks to Jonas for calling in and narrating his blog post segment. Big thanks also to Stryker, who does our theme music, stryker-metal.com. And a lot of folks have been asking me where I host this podcast. That's at simplecast.fm. Another way you can interact with the show is tweet me while you're listening right now. Just go to Twitter, tweet me at MIJustin, that's the letter M, the letter I, Justin, and tell me where you're listening from. I love getting those. They're really encouraging. And actually, if you could do me a favor, go to megamaker.co/review and leave a 5-star review for the show. It helps other people find the show, and right now we're climbing the rankings and we're looking to get into new and noteworthy. And the more people that review the show, the more people will find out about us. And I know some of you have never done that before, but if you could do that, that'd be awesome. megamaker.co/review. Thanks so much, and I will see you on Wednesday. Okay, if you're still listening, I'm just going to read out a bunch of these responses I got all in a row really quick. Here we go. Rocket, the game Firewatch, sleep, burrito, blank, or maybe farts, waterfall, building blocks, hot air balloon, a Venn diagram of all the career options open to me, both local and national, kind of scary, Chinese food, financial freedom from a job, my crush's smiling face, my sister Charlotte, my financial burden is finally being chipped away, cables wrapped up like snakes and Raiders of the Lost Ark. I want a beer and a nap. Pillows. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's... Then my eyes opened. Hot chocolate. A small work-related project I want to finish. Home. Sitting on a beach writing. Creating and writing my own fiction stories. Balloons. Birds flying. Avocado. Beer. Family. Sleep. Pizza. Hamburger. Myself going outside and spray painting a wall. My wife. Roller coaster. My wife's face. The life of Pablo. Sleep. I want to finish this. Unicorns. A bike. Too much to do. Too much mental noise. Family. Pizza. The cast iron pan on my stove. Bacon. Typewriter. Pizza. A tree. Wow. There was definitely some commonalities there. Lots of pizza. Lots of sleep. Lots of significant other, lots of flying ones, and a couple of career and financial related ones. Interesting to see them all kind of the same. I think if you're still listening to this, go to megamaker.co/cloud, and I'll make a word cloud of all these responses too.